I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, well, are we in here?
Hey.
This is episode 99.5 Updates with Brandon Newsman. It is me, your host, Brandon Newsman, your coast of a host and a co-host. Okay, we're in here with John Heller.
Hello.
Donnie Beecham.
Hello.
Hey, went ahead and get y'all, you know, school ones. You know what I mean? It's like August, school starting. You know what I mean? It's like what your third grade friends know you as. Is that fair to say?
I think so. Yeah. Okay,
are you guys still friends with your third grade friends?
No.
I got a couple. I mean, come on, guys. You know me. Look at me. Shouts out to, let's go down a list.
Or listen.
Eric Taylor, Courtney, Josh Robinson. Shouts out. Actually, this is pretty thin in third grade.
And the ones he forgot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody out there, shouts out to Miss Ferry's class and Miss Whitman's class. Two of my favorite teachers, Shackle Elementary, Go Sharks. NFL 100th season is upon us. It is here. Football season is officially here. The Hall of Fame game is this weekend.
Blue 42!
Ed Reed goes into the Hall of Fame, one of the Ravens greats. I'm not trying to make this the big on Ravens right now off the top. I apologize about that, but congratulations to him. This is Soldier Field, back in the day,
Soldier.
Set on the 100th season logo.
Which is pretty fly. That's not a bad logo.
I'm good. I love it. So this time of year, obviously, like I said, Hall of Fame about to come up. The NFL Network puts out their NFL list of 100 best players. It's 100 year, this time of year for that. But I want to make prop bets for this season. A lot of crazy things happen. Season in, season out. We've seen a lot of crazy plays. Like, literally any given Sunday. Shouts out. Can't wait for the unexpected. Can't wait for the unknown storylines.
So are they going to make a live action any given Sunday, you think?
Don't do that. Don't do that right now.
Don't derail right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I only want to derail,
just like Lion King. Don't. Why'd you? I'm trying. Good note. You know what I mean? It's August 1st. You know what I mean? By the way, August, take a leap. Y'all see, I cut my facial hair up. It's just mustache poppy right now. You know what I'm saying? I saw Baker Mayfield's doing the same thing. I got the soul patch. Shout out to my brothers and sisters and human race. But yeah, I'm just going to start off with mine. I challenged Heller and Donnie to come up with theirs as well. Listen. If you're paying attention, when in the kicking game, right, there is an ocean of space to hit while kicking a football in the NFL, and the crossbar gets hit at a very, very high percentage. A very, very high percentage. They moved the extra points back. I think people are going to be doing that less because they've seen it. Last year was astronomical with doinks. Now, I am making a bold prediction. There's 256 games in an NFL season. This is the 100th season. Things are changing. The world's different. It's kind of crazy. Bet the over. I'm saying 100 crossbar football frictions this season.
100 doinks?
100 doinks.
That's going to have like some major ramifications
it's
on the game.
It's going to be a storyline. People will have to talk about it. I've been trying to push this whole time. If people don't want to talk about the kicking game, it's going to get the kicking game all the way out here. Like, I'm even saying, like, let's count Justin Tucker kicking extra kickoffs that go all the way to the goalpost too. Like, I want all of them on the board.
Get some
let's
doubles
get
in there too. Get a double doink, maybe even a triple doink if you're lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Physics are there. Okay, Donnie, we talked about yours. What's yours?
I looked up that there were 22 taunting penalties in the NFL last year. I feel like that number is going to skyrocket, specifically the sack celebrations.
Hey.
I think people are going to be crossing the line in a good way.
Yeah, people drippy. It's 100 seasons. People feeling especially like they want to put their mark on the season.
Exactly. They're going to try to be put on film that lasts for sure.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that. What you got, Heller? He's looking in space right now.
I need more time.
All right. Okay. We'll just act like I didn't ask Heller for his. Feel free to jump in at any point in time during this and piss me off too. I got it. Okay. But let's move on. Obviously, with the anniversary comes, Colin Cowherd on the herd today, they listed all of the quarterbacks in order that appeared in NFL's top 100 player list this year.
I got it.
I really wish it was like later.
It could have been worse.
I got it. Well, the quarterbacks made me think of it. It's a parlay of sorts.
Let's make sure to cut the dead air.
Yep.
But leave that in.
Yes.
Another 100 year. I liked your 100 year notion.
Yes.
Centennial, I think, is a word associated with 100.
Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from big words.
100 different quarterbacks are going to start this year.
100 Ooh. Different quarterbacks are going to start this year.
That's not bad.
It's going to be a year of quarterback injuries. I hate to say that, but
interesting. I you know what? I was thinking
that these dudes aren't getting less fragile.
No, I was thinking exactly. I was thinking that was a possibility just because there's so many good quarterbacks. Everyone's talking about the year of the quarterback, and there are a lot out there. But to see all of them, you almost needed some injuries.
If you look at this quarterback list that you have up next to you, like Drew Brees, it's been a minute, but he missed a whole season for a shoulder.
Let me run down it real quick. So these are in the order. Drew Brees is second. Patrick Mahomes 4th, Tom Brady 6th, Aaron Rodgers 8th, Philip Rivers 17th, Andrew Luck 20th, Russell Wilson 25th, Jared Goff 32nd, Ben Roethlisberger 44th, Baker Mayfield 50th, Deshaun Watson 51st, Matt Ryan 60th, Kirk Cousins 78th, Cam Newton 87th, and they got Carson Wentz, Mr. IR himself, at 96th.
Mm-hmm. You can pick like one. Patrick Mahomes, the only dude on there who hasn't been hurt, low key.
Now, the interesting part about all of this is because it is one of the only lists that is created from the players actually in the game. Obviously, if you watch it on NFL Network, there's interviews all the time. My boy Harrison Smith's constantly in it. You know, it's just the thing he does, Mr. 100. So it's respect from the players around, right? So I think one of the only really big missteps, I think Patrick Mahomes has to be over Drew Brees. We talked about this before. We argued about it before. He's coming off of an MVP season. He's
good argument.
24 years old. Like, he is insane. He is very electric. He is the best quarterback in the NFL. All respect to Drew Brees, but you got to put him over there. And then I will put Philip Rivers and Andrew Luck over Aaron Rodgers for this next year moving forward. I mean, you look with Philip Rivers and Andrew Rodgers. They both finished in the playoffs way farther than Aaron Rodgers did. He's coming off an injury. Russell Wilson, it's got to be up there. I think Jared Goff should go down.
12 ahead of Big Ben? That's wild disrespect.
Yeah, I would put Big Ben over Jared Goff. I would put Deshaun Watson over Jared Goff. No, I wouldn't. That's just me being black. But, I mean, honestly, I don't know. Cam Newton, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, always stay black and die. But Baker should be at the end of this list. That's all I have to say. And that's out of respect for him. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he did some great.
After one season, he's the 50th best player.
Yeah,
I
mean, like, everybody in the NFL has an Instagram. That's all this list tells you.
Yeah, if everybody you sacked Baker Mayfield, you did it.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, I don't want to go into this anymore, but I do want to talk about the five quarterbacks that I would like to sack. Now, let me just put you in a mindset of a defensive lineman. Right. It's like bang, bang, bang. Before you know it, you've defeated your man, or you're in a pass rushing situation, you're in the backfield, and the quarterback's there. You either have disengaged from your blocker, or he's locked in with you, because I do that sometimes, just like on a bull rush thing. But there's different sensations from sacking, and I also say there's nothing in the world like getting a sack. Like Justin Tuck told us when he came to Notre Dame's like blue and gold game, right?
Shouts to the Belichick pipeline.
He said, exactly, shouts out. He says, sacks get stacks, right? Sacks get stacks. Like, the amount of money that goes into a defensive lineman's contract for sacks per play, all that makes sense? It's astronomical. Like, it's a real life-changing thing, and it feels great. And even before you get the money for it, when you're in a youth league, you know you're doing something right, because everybody talks about the quarterback, and you just made that guy hit the ground. And he had the ball in his hands. Woo! And you got loss of downs? Come on, man. You get off the field with sacks. So there's different reasons why you like sacks. Here is the top five people I would love to sack in the NFL. Number five, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is up there because obviously he's going to be a Hall of Famer. If he's still on his feet, the play is still very much alive and could be a touchdown type of player, right? So getting him on the ground is huge. But he's smaller, and he's like, you just kind of envelop him. So it's like tackling the best Mac quarterback, like a Jordan Lynch of sorts. Julian Edelman used to play at Kent State, a quarterback. Like, tackling a good Mac quarterback, that's just a baller. So that's how he's number five. Number four, Aaron Rodgers, because he's so talented. Another one of those guys, like, you got him to get him on the ground. My friend Corey Peters had Aaron Rodgers dead to right in Lambeau last season, and it was just them two, and Corey was kind of just waddling up to him, and I texted him after. I was like, you saw yourself on SportsCenter. And he's like, yeah, man, like, you can just see him let it off, and you don't want to be made. You don't want to be the guy. You don't want to make the highlight reel. So anyways, Aaron Rodgers, I want to tackle him because you don't want to injure someone, and obviously no bounding gate, stuff like that, but like when you are a part of changing the game that way, even just like shaking up a quarterback, like he's that type of huge dynamic play, like you sack him and DeShone Kizer comes in, like changes everything.
For good.
Yes, exactly. It's just, I mean, just the way he falls. Ooh, just want to, he could just possibly, you know what I mean? It's like
somebody broke his collarbone by tackling him to the ground. You know that's possible now. It's probably pretty exciting.
It's like tackling a snowman. Like you come up and nothing's there anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, he could just bite. Like, ooh, what is this? Okay, number three is Phillip Rivers, right? Now, you see I'm showing respect to the guys. You want to go after the top dogs, right? But something about Phillip Rivers is he is just a tank, right? Like, you would think I would put Ben Roethlisberger up here. We talked about it before, but yeah. I don't want to take Ben out the game. I just respect him so much. And also, I probably couldn't tackle him. You know what I mean?
He's Many big. Have failed.
He is big. His ankles are strong. Anyway, Phillip Rivers, right? He's just that big guy. Like, when you tackle someone and sack someone that's almost your size, your chest is a little fuller after that tackle. Okay, number two. Okay, so talking about blue and gold games, shouts out to the snaps I took in Notre Dame. I say Patrick Mahomes is my number two, right? As a defensive person, you want to be able to know you still got it by getting somebody who's so electric and so hard to bring down and just that person at the front top of the news, like whatever he does is going to get talked about, like
MVP.
Being able to stop him, you let you know you got it a little bit. So tackling a Patrick Mahomes when you like barely get a shoestring and you look up and you're like, you thought it could be a touchdown pass, but looks like he fell and it was a forced fumble and somebody picked it up and took it to the house. You know what I mean? Like one of those plays. Yeah. Like
he needed out of his own hands.
Because he's loose like that. You know, he'll make those mistakes like the other guys won't. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's type of stuff. So Everett Golston, Notre Dame, when he was balling out the spring game before that, I balled out, had 8 tackles that game. But anyways, one of those tackles was him, and I thought it was a sack, but he counts tackles outside the pocket. But it still felt good because, you know, I got him down. But obviously, number one guy who won a sack. For the same similar reasons as Aaron Rodgers. It's that...
The White Walker.
The GOAT. Like, and I'm afraid of GOATs. Like, I don't know if y'all know about this. Kentucky State Fair. Shouts out to our friends in elementary school. Taylor almost got eaten by a goat. Goats eat anything. Terrified of goats.
They got dead eyes.
Honestly, and if somebody who's religious, thanks to God for another day, another first of the month. Shouts out. They're satanic. Yeah. It's an animal. It's like you see goat heads in the 666s, and I'm not even gonna go there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to give it life, but goats are great. Goats are bad. You know what I'm saying? As somebody said, Satan's got a lot of power too. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna kill the goat. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna destroy the goat. I'm gonna go after the goat. I'm gonna end it. Because he's just one of those guys that if you tackle him, it could be the last time he got tackled.
Or he could say, great job.
Okay, now let's go to 2K. We're talking basketball now. 2K trailer came out, 2K20. Now, before you start the trailer, I do want to say another video game snuck up on me. We talked about gamers last week. Another video game snuck up on me. Since 2016, I've been buying both Madden and 2K every year. I've averaged probably 30 games of each of those things in each of those consoles.
A day?
30 games total year to year, year in, year out.
That seems like a bad investment.
Anyways, let's roll this trailer. I'm going to try to explain it to our audience audio-wise. We're looking at LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, number 3. Trick Your Mind, that's his number. And then all the duos. You got Paul George real quick. You got
Kyrie KD.
You got
Splash Brothers.
Plus
D'Lo.
James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi and Clippers. They have Kawhi doing one of his signature, I almost dunked, but it's a layup on the Raptors, which is very disrespectful. Zion Williamson looking like Thanos, obviously. Ooh. Lonzo Ball diving for a ball. An off-ball move from Steph.
The Bulls just got a shot of the Jumbotron because they're up 8 on the Raptors.
Yes,
that's wild.
Yes, that is.
Steph, hip swivel.
Ooh.
Kemba.
Tatum. Just
oh,
every,
there's a layup.
Just, somebody crossed. Oh, that's LBJ. Got him because he got the Soldier 15s on.
Hey.
Pull up on you. Ooh, Kyrie with the handle. Giannis with the dunk. Tatum saying what's up to God. Ooh, Jimmy Butler accidentally getting it in.
He looks weird in the Miami, actually, low-key.
I know.
I don't know how to explain it. Maybe Miami just needs
a
jersey.
There's a lot of left-handed dunks in this trailer, too.
So many lefties.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to break down this trailer.
Buddy here.
Y'all know what we was doing right now. Eric Gordon about to come up with a left hand dunk. Woo! He did that.
Harden with the pass to Russ.
With the slam. Seems obviously, unlikely. Rock the baby. Brogdon
in the new uni.
With the Utah Jazz.
There's a lot of pointy celebrations.
Yes. Oh, Anthony Davis, guys. Anthony Davis.
Doesn't even look good in this video game, dude.
Is highlighted in this trailer. Playing to a base, obviously. And to think about Anthony Davis on this video game playing for the Lakers. Like, the Lakers on the video game has to be like the Monstars in Space Jam 1, right? Like, the original Space Jam. Like, they just got to be so good in that video game. Kevin Durant's not even playing yet.
Oh, Clint got to dance.
Paul George, DeAndre.
Yo, how did they got DeAndre a contract and a spot in this commercial?
Backing down Bagley, too.
No chance.
Carl Anthony Towns, like,
D-Rose, still plays basketball.
Yeah, man.
Jared Allen,
lots of Brooklyn Nets love.
Anthony Davis is about to
swat Draymond
stuff. They didn't even give Anthony Davis his eyebrow all the way.
Disrespect.
Three different angles.
Oh my God. Anyways, his eyebrow doesn't really connect.
Moral of the story is Anthony Davis is a Laker. He says he prefers hard shell tacos to what I'm told is tacos,
yeah,
not soft shell.
Yeah.
It's just tacos. Put in the comments if you're a hard shell taco or a regular taco person. Also put in the comments if you're afraid of the dark. Anthony Davis apparently is afraid of the dark. Is that a thing that you guys...
That's what happens when you watch too many scary movies as a kid. I mean, I was afraid of the dark up until maybe 24 years old.
So,
wow.
Like, every time
is he
you,
24 yet?
Every time you ask the question, are you afraid of dark, the answer was yes. Like on Nickelodeon when the show came on, are you afraid? Like, he's like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a horrible mm-hmm. In court, that doesn't work, I learned.
What about you?
In jury duty, you gotta say yes.
Not in the exit seat. You gotta physically
right.
say yes.
Oh, yes.
They're taking nods now. They're getting lazy on airplanes for safety.
Yeah, when you're like 10 years old and you watch like an Unsolved Mysteries or something, the dark's scary for a little while, but I don't think as a 20-plus-year-old adult person. Like, you... I don't have time. I don't have time to be scared of the dark.
Anthony
it's dark
Davis,
a lot. I don't
Anthony
know.
Davis, LA Gear, sponsorship, get him around his house safely. How about that? Let's move on to check the tape. All right, my friends and family members, we are about to check the tape. This week, LeBron James is all in the news because he is a daddy who can jump and dunk and be active. And guess what? LeBron James can do things you cannot. We are going to hear from Joy and her take on LeBron James and the hate he is getting from people very, very close to where we are right now.
I don't have a problem with anything LeBron did. And I think this has gone to a level where it's like literally everything LeBron does gets criticized.
Right.
And he's a superstar. So that's what comes with it. So being upset that LeBron gets criticized for everything he does is kind of silly because that's what LeBron is. Like, yeah. That's what all of life is now. Everyone has an opinion about everything that you do. And if you're a superstar, they're going to do that to the umpteenth degree.
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
I get it. Now, I also understand that if you've never been to an AAU game,
mm-hmm.
Then you don't understand the environment there.
The culture,
and
if you will.
The culture. And mm-hmm. also, who cares? Like, literally, who cares? The whole thing with LeVar affected people the way it did because they've never seen LeVar before.
Right.
And while I will say LeVar is obviously unique in that he did create Big Baller Brand
Shouts
and he did
out.
Take over Planet Earth with everything that the Ball family is
Ball
and respect.
Family.
Right.
Facebook.
But yes, JBA, like yes. However, how many guys like LeVar do you know? Because I know lots, a whole bunch.
Yeah,
grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Were coached by them.
Yep.
So this was not news and not dramatic for me. And anything LeBron is doing is not triggering me either.
Woo, sonship's good. The take is LeBron needs to sit down. In fairness, LeBron did ask his mother to, in fact, sit down. During their NBA game where he was a professional getting paid and didn't even go to college at that point in time. He was probably in his junior year of college at the time where it happened. That's the difference. This is a professional organization that is paying the bills, and LeBron James's mother decided to step up on Mother's Day, if you remember, and try to tell LeBron, somebody who was coming at LeBron, I think it was Paul Pierce, this is an AAU league. This is a safe haven. This is as if LeBron James was criticized for the way he did the electric slide at a family reunion. Like, this is safe space. Whatever LeBron does with his family, as he can bring us in home for Taco Tuesday every Tuesday, and we can criticize that because, you know, it is 2019. I would actually take more takes on bringing back the Maria, if you
know
what
I'm saying. If he says, you know, Brandon, what day is it on a Tuesday, and you're at his house, what are you telling him?
If I was at LeBron James' house on a Tuesday,
and he said, and I knew
what was on the menu, hard shell or taco, and he said, Brandon, and he put the camera on me and said, Brandon, what day is it? That's tough, man.
Because it's catchy.
You know what? I might sell out for I don't know whatever he want, whatever he wanted at the time, I would get, and then I'll put out an apology video later on Twitter. And on Instagram, and no, that's not going to give me retweets as my whatever impression I did for whatever he wanted me to do.
I would be screaming no inside as I yelled.
Okay, we had a little fun and got into some dangerous territory that, you know, possibly gets in trouble, so we cut it out. Hey, what's going on with King Comments? I am King Comments. Oh, yeah, throw you off with a little pronunciation, you know what I'm saying? I know how to say the word. We did not mention Michael Thomas getting his contract, $100 million wide receiver. We didn't talk about it on the podcast either, so that has to be updated. The thing about it is, as soon as we talk about it, somebody else is going to get paid and get more. It's not really based. Like, it's not, it doesn't matter. It's not.
Congratulations, bro.
It's not telling of how good these receivers are. It's just proof that they're all in the top tier class. So, like, it's not as sexy of a topic for me. So, we are in the comments from episode 99, The LeBron Father, plus NFL Crazy Breakdown, episode 99. Thank you for rocking with us, guys. Put in the comments, too, if you was with us back when we was uploading the Undisputed. We was getting over 100K every upload, every week. We was in there. People was talking about us, okay? Now we starting from the ground up. We appreciate y'all. Grassroots.
Comment what episode you started on, if you remember. Ooh, that's nice. That would be really like fun that. To reminisce like with y'all about it.
Okay, comment from Hawaii, Corrupt 808. I recognize the area code. Plus, we've communicated before. Shouts out to you. Joy takes a fire. Her taste in movies sometimes, though. It's just a bunch of dots. The Jumanji remake was good. Oh, boy. Listen, I haven't seen it. Has anyone else seen the Jumanji remake?
Yeah, it was actually surprisingly good. Joy hit all the points.
It was good.
I had low expectations, and I was like, yo, that was not that
it
bad.
It can't be good. It can't be.
Heller won't watch a superhero movie, so I'm not going to ask him how the Jumanji remake was.
Ross is a superhero, so I'm not watching his
edit
stuff
also,
either.
I thought she was trying to say the thorn in my paw, LOL, and Tekken character Joyce plays with is Forest Law or just Law. And there's more comments about this. Shouts out to Law. Fresh Nation says this show really starting to grow on me. Fungi. But why aren't you rolling? Like, what's your trepidations? You know what I'm saying? What's your reservations? You know what I mean? What you got? What's up, Fresh? What's up, Fresh? It's all turn, baby. Y'all here early. I see you. That's Brandon. What y'all talking about this week? What's y'all favorite part of the show this week?
Let's see what the replies was.
My Wednesday isn't complete without the podcast. BT Dub shouts out to singing and the high key low key. Thank you, Steve. Oh, I hate the name sticks. Steve. Percussion Jams says being a defensive team like the Clippers will be the traffic, would be a great name, or maybe the Tremors due to the earthquakes there. Listen, when Joy hit us with the traffic, I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I was that's not ready. Good.
And then I got less excited immediately with Dreams because
Tremors is better than Dreams.
Tremor. I like LA Tremors and LA Quakes.
Yeah.
LA Nightmares could be fun.
LA Nightmares is...
Also, if it was Hollywood Dreams, LA I think that Nightmares would is actually go pretty a little cool harder, too.
Yeah. Ravens winning the Super Bowl. Hey, put your name on it because I'm not willing to. The Lion King review had me dying, man. I mean, we just had to keep it all the way real. Somebody, William, was telling us that we're using the tomato meter wrong. It don't matter. That's the fun way. We did it the fun way. Don't tell me Brandon has never seen the greatest boxing movie and might be the greatest movie ever, Rocky 1-4. I can't trust nobody who hasn't... who turns the channel when Rocky 1-4 is on. Listen, I haven't passed it up. And if I did pass up on AMC, of course I'm not going to disrespect a historic movie like that by watching it in the middle with commercials.
Isn't there an update, though?
I've seen Rocky. I saw the original Rocky with Apollo Creed, with Adrian. What is up with that relationship? Like, what's kind of... is that how people met back in the day?
It's the
you
70s.
Stalk somebody and then trick them to come to your apartment and then don't let them leave, even though like they said, I want to go. And it's always your friend's sister who you marrying. Like, and Paulie, this whole time, all this in the lexicon of the whole thing. I thought Paulie was a trainer. I thought Adrian was just like this. His high school sweetheart he's been with forever. Like, I knew the dynamics of the thing. To see it in all actuality was jarring. And Sylvester Stallone playing an idiot and getting famous from it is just too much. He wrote the thing.
He wrote the script. And wouldn't let anyone make it without him.
And I appreciate that. That's the
greatest accomplishment of the whole thing. It's like the whole series.
The movie in itself is Rocky. Like, I got it. Yeah. I understand. Shouts out to Bootstraps. Okay, that is it. Thank you so much for rocking with us. This has been Updates with Brandon Newsman. Me, Brandon Newsman. We have Donnie in here. We got Heller in here. We are up here, out here. Episode 100 is right around the corner.
100 of them.
So close.
Right around the corner, guys. I want you guys to flood the comments. Tell your friends about us. Talk about when you first ran into Maybe I'm Crazy and what made you want to stick around last. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We keep going every week, coming at you with the sports, with the laughs, with the craziness, with the randomness. Shouts out to the aliens. We out here. We love y'all. Bye.